The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 38. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadkikari. Recorded on August 27th, 2012, in Aheloy, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nahi Gyanena Sadrisham Pavitram Iha Vidyate Tat Svayam Yoga Sansidha Kalena Atmani Vindati Nahi Gyanena Sadrisham Pavitram iha vidyate Tatsvayam yoga sangsidha Kalenadmani vindati Nahi gyanena sadrisham Pavitram iha vidyate Tatsvayam yoga sangsidha Kalinadmani vindati Na Nothing He Certainly Gyanena With knowledge Sadrusham In comparison Pavitram sanctified Iha in this world Vidyate exists Tat that Svayam himself Yoga in devotion. Sangsiddha. He who is mature. Kalena. In course of time. Atmani. In himself. Vindati enjoys. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Purport. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service. And when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. Vandeham. Shri Guru. Shri Jata. Bala Kamala. Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunata Vita Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, Krishna is very wonderfully explaining what is transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, he says, is the mature fruit of all mysticism. So, and this means devotional practices, mysticism. Activities of realizing the Supreme. So there's two things described here. There's the transcendental knowledge. And there's also the practice of devotional service. The most relishable thing in all of existence is described here. At least in this world. It says in this world. The world we're in right now, this material world. You want to relish, you want to enjoy, you want to appreciate or experience the most wonderful thing, that is transcendental knowledge. So how do you get to that point where you can actually relish transcendental knowledge within yourself at every minute? That is described here. One who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. In other words, such an advanced mystic or transcendentalist does not require anything external to become satisfied and happy. Just the knowledge itself, the Krishna knowledge of Krishna consciousness, completely satisfies him. Even you arrest him and put him in prison, He spends 50 years sitting in a prison cell. He can sit there and relish the highest bliss for 50 years in that prison cell, just because he has transcendental knowledge. So, right now, instead of relishing transcendental knowledge, we're tortured by our frivolous, mischievous minds. Our minds are agitated like munsies, junking here, jumping there. Our minds are not peaceful. We have a hard time even to chant 16 rounds because our mind is jumping, 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 jumping. So how to get to this place where we become completely steady and totally satisfied just by the knowledge of Krishna? We have to become accomplished in the practice of devotional service. What does it mean to be accomplished? It means to be expert. That means all aspects of devotional service we should strive for excellence. Whatever you're doing in Krishna's service, strive for excellence in that service. Whether you're offering an arti, dressing the deities, washing the dishes, putting on your tilak, putting on your dhoti or your sari, associating with devotees, preaching Harinam Sankirtan, Ratha Yatra festival, relationship with your spiritual master. In every single aspect of devotional service, one should strive to become first class. In other words, one should be a perfectionist. To be very clean, to be very punctual, to be very honest, to not be angry, to not be envious. These qualities, these saintly qualities, means you're developing expertise in your Krishna consciousness. A person who is agitated, is angry, is lusty, is greedy, he's not becoming expert in Krishna consciousness. So if we can develop this expertise, then we can relish the knowledge at every minute. In other words, we won't see through the mundane eyes anymore. One who is fixed in this knowledge, they see through the eyes of Scripture. And therefore they can see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. In the beginning it's philosophical, you know, based on Scripture. But as one becomes completely perfect in Krishna consciousness, then you can directly see Krishna with your own eyes, your purified eyes. That, of course, is a highly advanced stage. We neophytes cannot imitate that. That is the exclusive domain of the Paramahamsas, the Mahabhagavats. But Prabhupada wants us to qualify for them. We start off as Kanishta Adhikari, materialistic. And then Prabhupada wants us to come to the Madhyam platform, intermediate, you see. And then from there, Prabhupada wants us to come to Uttam Adhikari, Mahabhagavata. This is Prabhupada's desire for us, you see. Not that we are main conditioned souls. He wants us to become liberated souls. So we should strive for perfection every day. When I'm chanting my rounds, when I'm preaching to somebody, when I'm giving a class, when I'm hearing a class, you see, when I'm doing, you know, even clipping my fingernails, you know, everything, we should try to be very first class for Krishna. So by cultivating this mood of excellence in all of our services, this knowledge becomes more and more relishable. And then one enjoys, as Prabhupada explains, a great peace within himself. This knowledge does not create agitation in the mind. This knowledge relieves one from all the agitation of the mind. Therefore, one should seriously cultivate this knowledge. So the peace of mind and the knowledge, Prabhupada says, they culminate in Krishna consciousness. Which means complete, total surrender to Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have a few minutes left for questions. I can now ask if there's any questions.
Her brother, who was the surgeon.
That's right, he was praying.
Yeah.
And he was fasting because he felt so bad that people died. So, I mean, he's a very pious man. I appreciate that piety. You can tell him that actually not to, it was their karma, there was nothing he can do, it's not his fault. But by chanting, by taking, if he wants to purify himself of all of his own karma, then tell him to come and chant and take, come in here and come to our meetings and chant with us.
That's what she's saying, that he may come this evening to meet you.
Well, that'd be nice. If he comes, really happy to meet him. Okay, any questions?
Thank you.
Cushion.
Sometimes, although we have this knowledge about the soul, that we don't have anything to do with the material, but still our minds are agitated, and it's not that we are relishing this knowledge within us.
Yes. What the question is, why?
Why is this happening?
Yes. If you have a knowledge, but you're not relishing it, that means you're not fully situated in the knowledge. Because you're not fully accomplished that in the practice of devotional service, there's a defect in your practice. In other words, to whatever extent you're properly engaged in devotional service, to that extent your mind will be peaceful. If your mind is agitated, that means your service is not proper. There's some defects in your service. So therefore, it's in our will, self-interest, to perfect our service. Because otherwise we just have agitated, disturbed minds, you see. If you're not properly engaged in devotional service, you won't get a higher taste for Krishna consciousness. and therefore your mind will gravitate towards material sense gratification. And what is the result of material sense gratification? Material sense gratificatory desires? The result is very, very bad. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Jayato Vishayang Pumsam Sangat Teshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodo Vijayate Krodad Bhavati Sangmoha Sangmoha Smriti Vibrama Smriti Brangshad Vrinidasho Buddhinasho Pranashyati. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. From such attachment, lust develops. From lust, anger arises. From anger, delusion of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, bloop, one falls down again into the material pool.
Докато се зерцава обектите на сетивата, човек развива привързаност към тях. Се поражда поход, а от походта възникна гайват. От гайва възниква пълната иллюзия. И от иллюзията объркване на планета. Когато планета объркана, човек изгубва разума си, а когато изгуби разума си, отново пада материалното блато.
Therefore, it's very dangerous to not have them be fixed in Krishna consciousness. Indriyanam 267. Indriyanam hi charatam yan manu nubhidiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayar namavimamvasi. As a boat on the water is carried away by a strong wind, just like we have very strong winds right now, you see. A boat on the water by this wind can go miles, you see. As a boat in the water is carried away by a strong wind, even one of the senses in which the mind focuses can completely bewilder and carry away a man's intelligence. So you need to become expert in devotional service. You really need to. Every devotee who wants to be successful and happy should be a perfectionist. In everything he does. You know, we have a tendency sometimes to be untidy in our rooms, to not organize things, you see. Be a little, just throw here, throw there things, you see. Or the kitchen. This is not good. This is our sudra mentality. We just sloppy, leaving things here, leaving things there, not neat and organized. This is a defect. It shows that when it was not organized externally, when we are not organized externally, it means we're not very well organized in here either. How you even Prabhupada, for lecturing, one should dress very nicely. He said, first dress and then address. Even for preaching, you should be very well dressed. Nicely dressed, you see. Nice clean cloth, nicely ironed, at least, you know, not all wrinkly and nice, everything first class. So how we do everything is very important. Every little thing we do is very important, because you add it all up to that's what you are in Krishna consciousness. So we have to learn how to not to be dirty pigs in our living, you see, not to live like dirty pigs. We have to learn how to become neat and clean. How to be punctual, you see. How to be honest. And how to always be respectful to Vaishnavas, even if there's some disagreement. How not to be carried away by anger. So all of these things, they add up, you know. Everything adds up. And the sum total is your Krishna consciousness. So, you know, it all adds up. Your reading, your living habits, your reading habits, your speaking habits, your eating habits, your sleeping habits, everything. It all sums up to what you, where you are in Krishna consciousness. It's not that you can just give good lectures, you know, make a show of being a fixed up devotee, and then, you know, it all comes through. Where you're actually at in your own Krishna consciousness, that's manifest in your preaching. You can't preach beyond your actual advancement in Krishna consciousness. Again, it's not possible. However much you're advanced in Krishna consciousness, that much you're able to convey Krishna consciousness, not beyond them. So if one wants to be successful in preaching, then the first duty is to become very successful in practicing Krishna consciousness in a very first-class way. You can't live like a dirty pig and be a powerful brahmana. Not possible. One has to set the example. So we're deficient. No, I'm doing that. We're deficient. Prabhupada was telling the devotees, not that you sleep. He made a joke out of it. He said, not that you sleep 26 hours a day. Devotees were sleeping too much. He made some joke about some, and then he said 36 hours, some huge number that, you know, he said, you're sleeping so many hours. So we should sleep what we need to do our service nicely, but not for sense enjoyment. So in this way we should become very disciplined and regulated. And then we'll surely realize this knowledge within our hearts. And we'll become fully qualified to go back to God. We got 10 minutes left. Any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you?
What you said is very correct, but sometimes we observe that persons who are not following, but they speak very nicely, and they can do a lot more nicer than the person who is Krishna conscious, because more Krishna conscious or whatever, but the others are doing more, they get more followers and more everything. So could you explain how that...
Yeah, but the followers, that's not... One is like, there's one Mayavadi kirtan singer. He's like, he's world. He's a superstar now.
Yes, even the devotees go after that. So how is that?
That's another. Let's take one question at a time. You know, I can't answer a second question before I answer the first one.
It's not practical. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but no, I specifically take one question at a time.
Okay.
Not that I'm starting to answer one question, then another question is from. I can't do like that.
It's the same question.
Well, it's different different angle on the same topic matter, but it's not as different. So, the first question was, why is it somebody's very polished and attracting people, but they're not Krishna conscious? That's their karma. That's all. I mean, there's all. Look at Hitler. I mean, he wasn't Krishna conscious. But how many followers he had? I mean, you know, Sieg Heil. I mean, they loved him. The Germans loved Hitler. They were inspired by him. They surrendered their lives to him. Maybe they, you know, they were very inspired by Hitler. Of course, a lot of it was just done out of fear, but, you know, he became so powerful. But he was actually voted into office by democratic vote. So just because you're a powerful leader and you're a good speaker doesn't mean that you're a pure devotee. It means you had some karma that enabled you to attain that position.
добре говори и успява да привлече хората, това означава, че е чист праноданен.
The pure devotee preacher, he may not have so many followers like these Mayavadis. Does that mean something less? No. They're just temporarily enjoying the results of previous pious activities. That means this opulence they're enjoying now of how many followers, it will go away. They won't have it forever. And then they actually, Prabhupada says, such bogus teachers, they will go to the darkest region of the ignorance of the universe. And their followers will go with them. Therefore we advise the people, don't follow these bogus gurus. Seek out a bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession from Krishna. And surrender yourself fully at his lotus feet. Any other question? I think you had a question.
Two questions. Here's two questions.
Okay.
Това Гурудев каза, че ние трябва да сме перфектни други детайлите във всяко едно отношение.
I'll just take one question at a time.
По един въпрос.
Само един да го знам.
По един.
Да, добре, да.
First thing you said that we should be perfectionists in our service.
Yeah.
Някои преподаватели съм чула това, може би като оправдание, може да не има оправдание на ума. Не ми трябва повече сън, без тези, които имат някакви здравословни проблеми. На мен трябва повече сън, защото моята природа е такава. Аз мога да правя това, това е моята природа. Какво може да говорим на тези преподаватели? Как трябва да се постъпи?
Some devotees, they say that they need more rest, that their nature is such that they cannot do some particular services. So is this some kind of justification of the mind or what?
The thing is, in the temple, the rule given by Prabhupada is the temple should not be a free hotel. Everybody who stays in the temple, they must rise every morning for Mangalarti. And they should, you know, they should sleep 6 hours. Or if necessary, 7, he said. So that's the actual standard. If somebody is not following that principle, then they really shouldn't be living in the temple. Because they're swelling the atmosphere of the temple. If you are in a situation that where there are such people there and the temple authorities have allowed it, what to do then? You have to tolerate it. But you be fixed yourself in Krishna consciousness. If someone around you is not Krishna conscious, you can't blame them for your lack of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness does not depend on external situations. It depends on your determination. So you can't blame the external situations on your for your lack of Krishna consciousness. Second question.
Това пак, че трябва да всичко да го вършим перфектно, но понякога се случва да не вършим всичко перфектно. И особено като влизаме в удара, мурите, когато служим на мурите в удара директно на Кришна, това е. Трябва да сме много внимателни, но аз имам опит, че съм допускала някои грешки. Въпросът ми е дали получаваме резултати от това невнимание.
От отдаване на такова служение.
Да, дали получаваме някакви. Чувал съм, че получаваме Reacții, da, bărzi reacții, este un el caracter crud, că
ești. The second question is also related to this, that we should be perfect in our service, and she is asking about the service of the pujari when she's going to the altar, and sometimes she makes mistakes, and are there any reactions for these mistakes? She has heard that there's some reaction.
Seva, this is called Seva Parad. Prabhupada said that actually Seva Parad is neutralized by the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. See, Nama Parad, that's very, Seva Parad is minor compared to Nama Parad. If you're sincerely chanting Hare Krishna and there's some, you know, you forget to bow down, or, you know, you only say the, you know, you forget to ring the bell, or, you know, these things are very minor. Just sincerely try your best and Krishna will overlook those seva parad. As long as you're chanting your rounds and following the principles, that's the main thing. Okay, actually our time is up. It's almost time for the arti, but he's not having come yet, the Bajari is. Until the Bajari comes, we can squeeze one more question in.
Okay.
We should make the offering first before the arti. She can do.
Yeah, but
Purusha Chuta and the Sophia Temple standard is different. They do not make offering before that, but we have to make the offering for the deities first before the arti.
What offering? Milk?
Some fruit, some milk.
So what's happening now?
We can give some, maybe some bhoga.
Making a little fruit offering now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go on a few more minutes with the questions. All right?
Ясно, че сме съвършени и правим обрежки там. Въпросът ми е, ако човек наистина полага максимум усилия. И въпреки това, нали, има някакъв напредък, обаче не. Това е достатъчно да е всъщност човек да развие Кришна съзнанието и да се върне още при Бога.
It is clear that we are not perfect. But and we make mistakes, but if someone is doing his best or her best to the maximum, to do everything nice, but still he cannot do it, is this sufficient to develop Krishna consciousness?
Yes. We've never done our best. Should always think, I've tried, but I can do better. That's what you always think. Never think, this is the best I can possibly do, so I cannot worry about it. I've done my best and my business is finished. No, you can always do better. Okay, this Mataji here has a question.
Моята заплата български лево минават в евро, защото моят внук, който почина от рак на гърлото в Испания, в град Валенсия, там беше операцията, ми го донесоха кремирано в една урничка и това е моят живот. Мета блокове след като чета лекции, мия чужди коли, само и само да направя повече пари, за да внасям, защото ще им вземат апартаментите, ще излязат на улицата.
Is the question?
No.
Oh, no, we have, this is the time for questions.
No, she,
what's up?
Because you said that sometimes we are not clean and we cannot even clip our nails. She said that this remark was regarding her. She thought that this remark...
No, I'm saying we should do everything expertly. Even clipping our nails should be done nicely. Not that you let them grow out with dirt in them.
She thinks that this is related to she.
Huh?
She thought that this concerns her.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all these devotees. We all have to clip our nails regularly. Not that we let them get too long and dirty and things. Everyone has to clip their nails, not only you. We all clip our nails. Any question?
Забелязал съм, че винаги правя по-малко от възможностите ми. Въпросът ми е колко служени трябва да дам. По-малко, отколкото мога, колкото мога или повече.
He has noticed that he does every time a little less than his maximum ability. So his question is how much service he should do.
A little less. Well, you have a medical condition you have to remember. You have to, because of your medical condition, you have to be a little careful not to push yourself too hard. That's been concluded, hasn't it? Huh? I mean, the thing is, we don't want you to... You have a certain health issue, you have to be aware of it. So you should do whatever you... as much service as you can do without going beyond the limit for yourself. It's like I have a health condition also, my ears. If I hear too much drum, then I get... not good. I have to be careful how loud and how long I hear some drum beating. So yesterday in the Ratha-yatra, I had to stand away from the drum. I stayed back with Lord Jagannath. I'm standing by his cart away from all the kirtan. Because I have some health issue I had to take care of it. Although I would like to be in the middle of the kirtan, you know, singing and dancing. Because of my health issue, I have to be a little away. So sometimes for health, one has to hold oneself back sometimes in devotional activities also. But one should always do as much service as one can and at the same time maintain one's health. Anything else? Rupa Mahaprabhu.
Аз искам да се върна на сутринта на въпроса за листа. Понеже казах за листа, че всъщност ние сме заведвали на Кришна, това е така. И затова сме тук. Моя въпрос е явно, че става някак си, но все пак нещо повече. Как сме в духовния свят, не би трябвало да има завис. Нали? Това е чиста атмосфера, всички, всеки служи на другия. Как се докосва на тази завис до нас в духовния свят? За да може ние да станем зависими към Кришна.
His question is related to envy.
Envy.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Envy.
Huh?
Envy.
Ah, yes.
We need a table there for us, Tamara.
Mm-hmm. He understands that somehow it happened in the beginning when we were in the spiritual world, that this was the reason why we came to the material world.
Right.
But how did it happen? Because the atmosphere in the spiritual world is very pure and we have all a loving relationship with Krishna and devotees. How did this envy creep?
How does that look? I'd say, Krishna Bahir Mukha Bhagavan Chakare
Pache Se Maya Japati Adhare
Pache
Se Maya Japati Adhare
What's the word?
Pache.
Pache?
Pache. Say, Maya Japatiya
Dhari. Yes, this Prabhupada quoted the verse from the Premier Vivarta. When one turns his way from, when one turns his face away from Krishna, then Maya grabs it and gives him a big slap. So it's really a matter of free will. That you have the choice to either serve God or to imitate God. For all of eternity you have the free choice. And so, but you know that actually serving God is the right thing and imitating Him is foolish. If you go for all of eternity, to have the choice is always there, and sometimes you become a little curious. What would it be like if I tried to imitate God? You go on for all of eternity, so you have that choice. You're always wondering, you get curious, what it would be like if I tried to imitate God? I heard it's not good, but I wonder what it's really like. It's like a little boy, you see, the mother tells the little boy, my dear son, my dear, see, what is the Bulgarian name? Clement, yeah. My dear Clement, do not stick your hand in the fire, it will burn. So little Clement, and there's another brother, you see, and the mother tells both the brothers, do not stick your hand in the fire, it will burn. So the other boy, you see, he doesn't stick his hand in the fire. But little Clement, he becomes very curious. What it would be like if I stuck my hand in the fire? He knows it's not supposed to, but he's thinking, well, why are they forbidding me anyway? Maybe it's something really wonderful. They're not letting me do it. Unfairly denying me something really wonderful. So one day when his mother is out of the kitchen, he does it. He sticks his hand in the fire. And he's crying and screaming. His mother comes running. What did you do, my little son? You stuck your hand in the fire. I told you not to do that. Will he do it again? No. So curiosity got the best of him, you see. So the living entity, he may become curious. I'm not supposed to do this, but maybe there's something there I'm being unfairly denied. Let me try to be God, you see. And then you try and you get burned. So the child will stick his hand in the fire once. So will he do it twice? No. Does he have the free will? He could do it? He could do it again. Free will is always there for the living entity. But once he sticks his hand in the fire and comes to this material world, he will never do it again. Once he tasted what it's like to be entrapped in the cycle of birth and death, he'll never do it again. So, does that answer your question? Okay. We'll stop here. Thank you all very much. Raja Virja Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.